Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Kobos Insurance Center Wrestling Recap, a special Thursday night edition of the Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL, joined by Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We do this each and every week, talking high school wrestling as part of our weekly wrestling recap right here on AM 930 WEOL. Sean, as always, great to have you in the studio, and certainly it was a very busy week last week as far as conference tournaments were concerned. We're going to hear from Fireland's head coach Josh Malave in just a little bit. And, of course, this weekend we've got the OHSAA Dual Team State Tournament down at St. John Arena in Columbus, so a lot going on out on the mats.
Yeah, it's nice. We got rid of most of those conference tournaments. They kind of all took care of themselves last weekend, and still have the Southwestern Conference Tournament coming up Saturday at Avon, so that's going to be nice because, as I said early in the season, Brecksville moved out of that tournament after being there 10 years and winning 10 straight titles. Everybody was happy to see them move out of the field, and obviously the new teams have moved in this year with Avon, North Ridgeville, and Midview and Lakewood. So it's going to be an exciting first SWC tournament.
There weren't a lot of tears shed with Brecksville leaving the SWC, and that seems to encompass all the sports in the SWC, Sean.
Right, and Brecksville, although they've got bigger fish to fry, they're going to be down there with Elyria at St. John Arena in Columbus for that state duel, so they could have a potential semifinal matchup, Brecksville and Elyria.
And, of course, we mentioned we'll have Josh Malave on during our next segment. A really big week for the Firelands Falcons wrestling program.
Right, Fireland's historic win. They won their first conference title in 20 years since 1996. Josh said I saw about 200 tweets from Firelands and Firelands Wrestling and Josh, and all their Twitter handles were going crazy. And well deserved win. A lot of placers. They had 9 placers. At that tournament. It was a real nice kind of ramp up for Firelands, who finished almost, I think, dead last or second to last just 2 years ago.
And, of course, last week on the show, we talked about the very first Greater Cleveland Conference tournament over at Euclid, and as expected, Elyria did very, very well.
Yeah, I was at that one, and it was quite impressive. 11 of 14 wrestlers made it into the finals, 8 champions. All 14 wrestlers placed in the top 4.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty stunning. I thought last year's finale for the Northeast Ohio Conference tournament was a dominating win, but Elyria went in there and kind of really made some noise.
Very, very cool. All right, so that sets the stage for you. As we said, we've got Josh Malave, the wrestling coach at Firelands, coming up in our next segment. We'll talk about that historic week for the Firelands Falcons wrestling program. We'll also touch on some of the other things that happened last week out on the mats, and of course, a look ahead to a big weekend this weekend. So stay with us. Again, a special Thursday night edition of our Wrestling Recap Show. It's brought to you by the Kobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. And we're glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL. Maybe some folks are listening out there on their phones if you download that WEOL mobile app. And, of course, you can also dial in online on our website, WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to this special Thursday night edition of our Wrestling Recap Show, brought to you by the Kobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Sean does a fabulous job in covering the wrestling beat for the CT, and we're glad to bring it to you on a weekly basis here on WEOL as part of the Wrestling Recap Show. Well, Sean, we mentioned during our opening segment it was a very big week and historic week for the Firelands wrestling program.
Right, yeah, big win, big thing. And you mentioned Ohio Realty. Bob Deanna, Josh tweeted out, Bob Deanna went out to Firelands and talked with the Firelands wrestlers after that big win, or maybe it was right before the big win, but that's kind of nice, kind of tie-in there for Josh and in the Firelands program.
That's very, very cool. And we have Josh Malave, the head wrestling coach at Firelands, on the line to talk a little bit about this historic week for the Firelands wrestling program. Josh, great to have you back. I know we had you on a few weeks ago on our wrestling show here on WEOL, but certainly a big congratulations goes out to you and the entire Firelands wrestling program. Just talk about the achievement and what it means to the program overall to be able to put a conference championship banner up.
Yeah, so the first time, thank you again for having me. The first time in 20 years to win a conference championship. So a big moment for a lot of our kids and a big moment for our community. When I took over a couple years ago, we had only about six, to eight kids on the program. And so it's pretty nice to make some strides forward in such a short amount of time.
Josh, certainly guys like myself, Sean Bennett in the media, you as a coach, you're aware of how long it had been. But talk a little bit about the kids and how they responded and how well were they aware of the fact that it had been that long since a banner had hung at Firelands for the wrestling program.
I made it known to them, over and over again throughout the course, of this year. We have a pretty talented group and a strong core of kids. And so, that was really our message, and we were trying to motivate them throughout the year, to win the first conference championship, in 20 years. We thought that, we could definitely win the duels. When tournament time came around, we knew that we were, it was going to be really close with Buckeye when we did the mat, but we still, that was still the message to the kids, and they were real excited. And, I think I don't want to say that they surprised themselves a little bit, but I think that it was satisfying for them that they accomplished this first milestone. And then hopefully with the same group, we can maybe look at, winning a sectional title this year or next year, and we can keep our goals high and moving towards, putting kids on the podium at the state tournament.
Hey Josh, you guys won that tournament, but not just won it, but you guys won it in thrilling fashion. For those who didn't get to read the article in the paper, can you kind of set up the drama of that finish?
Yeah, so we had nine in the finals, and Buckeye had eight, meaning from first through fourth. And so Buckeye really had things going their way. They defeated, two of our kids early on, and so we lost two head-to-heads directly, to Buckeye, and we gave up bonus points in one of the first matches of the finals. And so we knew, that we were going to be down right off the rip after they went through 106 to 126. We knew we were going to be down after that about 10 points or so. And so we had to make up some ground. And our 138-pounder came through, Israel Bowen, with a real big pin. And then Patrick picked up another win, took third, 1-0 victory over the Fairview kid. And then moving into 170, we really needed DJ Childress to win, and he was down 6-3 with about, maybe 8 seconds or so left. He was able to get some double overs in, and he threw Justin Oakletree to his back and ended up winning 7-6. So that really got the momentum going. At least we thought it really helped in the team score. But then at 195. And 220, we had two other finalists there. They were both winning their matches. The 195 was winning against Wellington, I think like 3-1 or 4-1. And then he ended up, getting caught and got pinned. He was riding on top. And then our 220, pretty much same scenario, was like 3-1 or 4-1, and then got Peterson, and then the kid transitioned and pinned him. And so it really came down to Sean Lipscomb, our heavyweight, and I didn't want to put a whole lot of pressure on him. And so I didn't even tell him that he had to pin to win, but I did go up to him and just, tried to calm him, get him ready, and he went out there, and he got a pin for us, and that did it.
Wow, that's a great story. Again, we're talking with Josh Malave, head wrestling coach at Firelands High School, as he just described for you, a conference championship for the Firelands Falcons. Sean?
Yeah, and the other question I was going to have was in the preseason show out at Quirks and Stubbies, I kind of talked to you about the difference of being a wrestler and a coach and how you kind of lose control of what goes on in the match. And then I thought, putting on all that hard work as a coach now, you kind of get the payoff of instead of feeling the success of just yourself, you have the success of 14 guys. It's got to be kind of nice.
Yeah, no, it's really nice, to see the success, of our team and, for it to pay off. I'm going to be completely honest when I was sitting there in the especially after the 220 match, I was thinking that this might not happen. And so, just the way that our finals had really gone, I think we went 3 for 6 or 4 for 5 in the finals. And so, it was not a good round for us. And so it was. I'm glad that we did it, you know, but lots still to improve on.
Wow. Well, again, congratulations. What an accomplishment for the Firelands Wrestling Program. And yet, as you said, hopefully it's just a building block. It's part of the foundation you'll lay to really put a terrific program in place for many years to come. Josh, we appreciate you being on the show. And again, congratulations to all the wrestlers over at Firelands High School.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Josh.
All right. Bye, Josh.
Josh Malave, the head wrestling coach over at Firelands High School, as he joins us on the wrestling recap. And again, Sean, 20 years. I mean, you think about the fact that the senior wrestlers for Firelands this year weren't even born the last time Firelands had a championship in the conference. That's a great accomplishment.
Yeah, 20 years is a long time, but it's just the first on the to-do list. They haven't had a state qualifier since 1992, 4 years even longer.
Wow.
And they haven't had somebody on the podiums down at state since 1960. So they're looking to knock a few more of those droughts off the to-do list and then do some big things this year.
I'll tell you what, when we had Josh on over at Corks and Stubbies, you alluded to that when you asked him the question. I was very impressed with him. This is a guy that really has his ducks in a row. He knows where he wants to take that program.
Yeah, and it's not just the coaching that's got him that way, but he was focused and had that fluidity to the way he thought and spoke when he was a wrestler at Lutheran West. He was one of my favorites to cover when he was still competing in high school. He just he seemed destined to kind of do this and kind of lead guys and kind of show them the way. It's nice that he's kind of still in our area and, you know, back in our area. He was down in, I think, North Carolina when he first started.
Yep. Congratulations again to Firelands. Again, thanks to Josh Malave for stopping by the program. Sean, a couple of moments left in this segment. We mentioned Elyria dominant in the Greater Cleveland Conference Tournament over at Euclid. A couple other conference tournaments last week as well.
Right. Leary Catholic was also in an inaugural tournament, Great Lakes Conference, and they hosted that one, which was kind of nice. Bay ended up winning that, Mike Deanna's alma mater, where he won 3 state titles. Leary Catholic came in 4th with 8 placers. They had 8 wrestlers competing, so not bad for them. They finished with all 8 guys in the top 4, including 3 champions in Steve Ferguson, freshman at 106, Stan Blake, and Robbie Cobb, who's a transfer from Oberlin High School as well. And then Vermilion, even though, again, we said they'd not joining the Sandusky Bay Conference until next year officially, they did compete in that tournament at Huron and finished 6th out of 13 teams with 8 placers as well. And Lorraine rounded it out in their Lake Erie League tournament, finishing 2nd to Maple Heights with 4 champions, Blake Bartlemy at 106, Daniel Finley at 113, Aaron McDowell at 170, and Sadi Santana, the heavyweight, at 285.
Wow, so that's a good showing for Lorraine High, no doubt about that, with 4 champs.
All right,
let's take a quick time out. When we come back, action on the mats this weekend. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, yours truly, Tim Elkhorn, with AM 930 WEOL. We'll take a look at what's happening this weekend as far as wrestling is concerned. So stay with us as part of our weekly wrestling recap. It's a special Thursday night edition brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. And we're glad to be bringing it to you on AM 930 WEOL and, of course, online at WEOL.com.